about baptisms. Why does somebody need to get baptized? We are commanded to go and baptize in the name of Jesus. The Lord himself was baptized by John the Baptist. And John said, no, I should not be the one baptizing you, but you should be baptizing me. I need to be baptized by you. And Jesus said that it is to fulfill all righteousness. So we are to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Baptism is a baptism unto death. It's the burying of the old man and the rising again of the new man. It is the putting away of the flesh, not the cleansing of the filth of the flesh, but the putting away, the putting out as Lord, putting the old man out of business as Lord. He's no longer to be Lord. He's put away, put down, put under, literally. Put under the water and put under submission to the Spirit of Christ, which is now our new Lord. It is essential for dealing with the old man. It is a ritual, it's a sacrament, it's a religious thing that we do as in obedience, because we've been commanded to be baptized. But Jesus baptizes more in the Holy Spirit than in water. It is the baptism where they're coming under the submission of, going in the Holy Ghost, in over your head, and having the Holy Ghost reign in you, glorifying Christ in you. That is the true baptism. There is one baptism, one Father, one Lord, one faith. It is a baptism of death of the old man and the rising again of the new man, which is Christ Jesus in you. That is what is to be accomplished and acted out in the flesh for the edification of the Spirit, that the Lord would be glorified in all these things according to his will. Let it be so.